So, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, and introducing my special guest on this happy Thursday morning. Her name is Gabby Stradom, and Gabby, well, she is a digital marketer, content creator, and a model who bounces between Cape Town and Bolito and covers the same market that we do, the community of interest that likes, that relates to life and style. And welcome to the show. It's lovely to have you on board, as they say.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is a content creator stroke digital marketer?
This is actually, I think a lot of people don't really understand what we do. So different brands will approach us, and it kind of varies depending on what they want. So it's either like, hey, Gabby, can you come and shoot some content for my product, for us to use or for you to post? And so we'll go do that. Or if there's an event to cover, we'll go shoot the event, and basically just give a coverage and promote the business or the brand to the best that we can. But yeah, it's a fine line between obviously staying true to the brand's identity that we're working with, but like your own brand as well. Because you want to be authentic, and I think it's pretty much just promoting different brands and different products and experiences for the community and for
Now, you talk about your own brand. I've heard many talking about their personal brands.
Yes.
Personal brands. And it's something that interests me, because there are many people that have become in some way, shape and form involved in the building of personal brands in the hope that this will lead to the opportunity to, I suppose, earn some money from their personal brand association with products and services, etc. But the question that I often ask is, if the person creating the brand has done nothing or been, with respect to them, nothing special, just ordinary, happy, why would I, or anyone for that matter, then take them seriously when they say, this is the best fish and chips in the world? Because, you know, they're being paid to say that.
And
is there a trust value there?
I do think, there is a fine line between, you don't want to be a walking billboard. So, like me as a creator, I always go with brands that align with my personal interests. And I think in this day and age, your biggest influences, and I say that in inverted commas, are actually your friends and your family and people you know, or your community. So I think for me, it's more about building a community and a relationship with the people who view my content, and also building on the community that's already standing with the brand. So with said fish and chips brand, speaking to their audience, but also speaking to the people who love fish and chips that follow me, in a way that is authentic to me,
And why do people follow you?
I think it started because I started posting my health journey.
Did you have a challenge?
I did, yeah. So I suffered with IBS, which people don't really speak about because it's a bit of an awkward one. And I think it was like the first time that someone actually started speaking out about that type of stuff. And so,
did you manage to cure it?
I did. I'm in the process. Every day is, it can be a struggle if you're going through stressful periods, but I would say I'm pretty, pretty.
So the journey has been a successful, happy outcome.
Yes.
Which people like. I think everyone following a story.
Yes.
Well, either way, whether it's a terribly sad ending which breaks your heart, or a happy ending that makes you feel the sense of the purpose. So that was your story initially?
Yes. Initially, it was about my health journey. I was struggling since I was 4. So, navigating food recipes and trying to heal my body in a holistic way, not just,
so many people suffering with essentially diet-related illness.
Yes.
So many.
100%,
And one would assume that in the age that we live in, that if you put the dots together and you started to read the ingredients on the packaging of some of the foodstuffs that you happily feed your family, you can't believe what's in some of these things, particularly fast foods.
Yeah.
They are lethal.
Yeah.
And alcohol. I mean, there is a thing.
I know.
Listening to someone explaining that, generally speaking, alcohol is so bad for you that the maximum permissible limit should be 2 glasses of wine a year.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I mean, you're like, oh, what are you talking about? It's really, really chemically and medically bad for you. But marketing says it's okay. Now we get back onto the marketing.
Yes.
What is marketing?
So to me, I think it's about finding or building a story, something that people can relate to and follow along with. So depends on the product. Pretty much just creating something and a need, like a desire for the product, in your own life. So something that's relatable to whoever's looking at the product, viewing the video or whatever. And just kind of giving them a step by step on why this product would make their lives better, easier. But I think the biggest thing is storytelling, and basically creating an identity and something for someone to relate to and for someone to feel something when they're watching the content or seeing, you know, the picture or whatever it is.
Do you enjoy what you do?
I love it. Yes, I really do. I think it is something that just kind of fell into my lap in a way. I didn't expect for things to turn out the way that they did.
Do you think it's because you're photogenic and you have you have the ability to, because not everyone does. Not everyone has the ability to communicate through a camera. It's quite revealing. It's very revealing. It's almost as if you are stripping your soul naked and standing there. And then you've got the trolls, those awful people that write terrible things. Do you ever get any of those?
I think initially when I started sharing about kind of the health journey and everything that went along with it, there's a lot of people that won't have the same opinion and belief as you do, which is okay. And I think that's what makes us all so great and special. But yeah, I did initially experience that kind of stuff. I think with girls being girls and me kind of sharing at the age of 18, 19. So people are maybe a bit more volatile at that age, but I must say, I am quite mindful of what I share in terms of just how deep I want to go. And so I haven't experienced any negative backlash recently or over the last couple of years.
But when it first came, because it must have.
Yes.
It's terribly, one can, if you take it personally, it's terribly damaging.
Yes.
How do you cope?
In the beginning, it did bother me, but I think part of it is just knowing who you are as a person and staying true to your authentic self. And I'm actually quite a shy person if you meet me in public for the first time. So, yeah.
That's an interesting observation. And I can tell that you're quite a shy person, but you've overcome that to become, what is the tech term? It's sort of, you're almost an introverted extrovert.
Yes, 100%. I always use that to describe myself.
Oh.
Yeah, so 100%. But yeah, I think also there's comfort in creating content in your own space. So you can feel like, okay, I can be myself. And when you're speaking to the camera, it's almost like you're speaking to friends. And I have a weird relationship with social media. I feel like I post on there and I don't realize that people actually see it. Because I'm kind of just posting for myself. And going back to your question about the negative comments and feedback, I think that's the biggest thing, is posting for myself and for the people that are close to me and that know me. And I think I kind of had to take a step back and say, okay, but have these people even spent 30 minutes in my company? Have I gone for a coffee with these people?
Well, they wouldn't, because you're a face on the screen to most. How many people are following you?
Not a lot in comparison to the big influences, but
yours are organic, are they?
Haven't
bought?
No.
I've heard of influencers buying followers. Is that a possibility even?
I think it is, but Instagram and TikTok, they're quite good at vetting that, so they'll remove those followers.
Because I've always said it's far better to have 10 genuine
100%
followers than 100
Yes.
Bots from Azerbaijan or something. They're not going to do anything for anyone.
Yeah, literally.
Let's take a little breather, a musical breather, and we'll be back. This is, do you like Pink?
Yes.
You do? Well, then you're in luck.
Love her vocals.
Welcome back to the Dave Charles Show. My very special guest, Gabby Stradom. She's an influencer. She's a model. She's a very nice girl. Thoroughly nice. Lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
Let's talk about your modeling, because we've been talking about your commercial enterprise as an influencer, digital content creator.
Yes.
But you have another string to your bow, which is equally, if not more important. You're a model.
Yes.
How did you become a model, professional model?
Yes. So actually, funny story, my aunt posted a picture, family picture at a gathering, and the owner of my modeling agency saw it and thought that I was my cousin, who she had once previously signed, and got in contact with my aunt, and basically one thing led to another, and now I've been signed with my agency. It's called My Booker, since 2018. So yeah, quite a while.
And what sort of modeling do you do?
So initially it was TVC commercials, but recently it's been more like a digital photographic, that kind of work. So moving from the acting commercial side of things and now more like photographic.
So you don't parade on a catwalk?
Oh no, I'm way too short for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're an actor. Actress,
well,
actor.
Yeah, I mean for the like TVC stuff, the like video commercials, but yeah, I guess you
What commercials have you been in?
I've been in a Pepsi campaign for Europe and a German shoe brand, VUE, which is like a new metro in the UK. Yeah, so a couple, like they're all, a lot of the clients that we've done work for, they actually come from Europe or wherever, and they decide to shoot in Cape Town because obviously, one, South Africa is beautiful, and two, it's a lot more affordable, I think, for them.
There's a lot of work happening in Cape Town, and, and hopefully soon in KZN. I know there's been rumors about all sorts of developments for a long time. I think they're coming to fruition. We hope that's true. And you split your time between Cape Town and Ballito. Why Ballito?
So I was actually initially, I went to school in Hillcrest side. My family, I grew up there. And then my family decided to move this side in 2019. At this stage, I was studying in Cape Town.
What did you study?
I studied fashion design, actually. Yeah, and then I did my honors in marketing. So
you have a well-rounded understanding of the industry.
Yes, it's actually a lot of the clients that I do like content creation for, it's clothing. So it's working on the styling, the flat packs, and also having an understanding of what it's going to look like on the model, how it's going to feel on the model. It all kind of works hand in hand and merges together quite beautifully. So
have you ever had a disaster?
Let me think. On set as a model, yes, actually. Yes, so embarrassing. I was wearing leather pants, and I arrived on set, and as I got off the Uber, the whole seam of my pants had split open. So I had a tie jersey, and I just arrived pretending nothing had happened, but you can imagine my head, I'm like, oh no, this is terrible. But that was probably the biggest thing. In terms of like content creation, I haven't had any major issues yet. I hope and pray that I don't. But yeah, that was probably the biggest, most embarrassing thing, because it was like my first time meeting the team, client, and I'm arriving with my whole seam is wide open. So that was great.
Well, you made an impression, I'm sure. What has been one of the highlights?
One of the highlights, I think, for me was definitely the Pepsi commercial, because I think I'd always seen one, and to be in it was really cool experience. Had to drink a lot of Pepsi throughout the course of shooting, but that was really cool. And then I would say from a like UGC content creation standpoint, it would be working with Mr. Price. I've done quite a bit of work for them and love the team. They're such an awesome brand. Proudly South African. So I would say every time I get a job with them or work with them, it's quite a big pinch me moment highlight.
Do you market yourself? In other words, you don't have someone in the background pushing you for bookings and new client pitches, etc.
From a modeling side, I have my agency and my agent.
But I'm talking about the digital creation.
No, that's me.
So you're all things to all people.
Yes.
You're a one-woman band.
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
Is it tough?
It does. I think the tough part for me is finding the balance. So, you know, like 9 to 5, I don't have that. So from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed, I'm kind of thinking about content or having something to edit or mails to respond to.
Oh.
So it does get a bit busy, but...
So do you have a chance for a life? Do you have a life? Are you involved romantically?
Yes, I'm married.
Ah.
Yes, so that's one of the things, well, probably the main thing that brought me back to Velito. Yeah, so I am married, and yeah, he's super understanding and loves it. And I also think it doesn't feel like work for me, so it's very easy to integrate into our everyday life. And a lot of my friends are in a similar industry, and some of them that aren't are also, they like to come to the events and they're along for the ride, which is really cool. But I do think over the years it's been kind of finding people who get it and are also willing to see it not just for what it looks like on social media, you know, see like all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
Because this, what you see on social media is often not real. Isn't that the case?
I mean, it's literally 30 seconds, if that, of your 24-hour day.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to... You can't understand someone or fully know someone from that short little snippet you're seeing each day.
Let's take another breather and we'll come back on the flip side. My special guest, Gabby Strydom, on the Dave Charles Show. Here is the South African recording, Louise Carver and Joe Bermudez, a tune called Sunrise. Welcome back to the Dave Charles Show, brought to you by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. I'm in with a very special guest, Gabby Strydom, who is a model and an influencer and a actually thoroughly nice young lady. So we've discussed a lot of what you're about right now, and what I would like to find out now is what the future holds for you. Where do you see yourself headed? Are you going to stay the course as a content creator, digital marketer and model? That has a finite lifespan, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So what comes next?
I think I would like to focus on my marketing agency more. So the goal would be to get to a point where I can hire someone or hire like a team, and we can kind of grow it and build it together, take on more clients, because obviously I have a capacity as one person. I can't do more than what I'm doing currently. So I would like to eventually, like when it comes to the time of, you know, wanting to start a family, have kids, become a mom, have someone who I can lean on as my right-hand man or lady, you know, who can, yeah, kind of help me with the different clients and grow it to a point where, yeah, I've got a team. So that's the plan for the future. I feel like I don't love planning out the future because you don't know what the world's going to throw at you. But as far as planning goes, I think that is the goal.
Okay. And South Africa as a home for your future family, a lot of folk are saying, well, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. I'm out of here. What is your view?
I'm here to stay. I think, yeah, a lot of my friends have moved overseas and have come to realize that maybe the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Do they admit to that?
Yes, they do. And a lot of them are actually moving back, which is really interesting. Yeah, I think our childhood and the way we've grown up here, it's...
Do you know what I've discovered? And it's a phenomenon. Because of the ability to work remotely now...
Yes.
Many South Africans, other people as well, but for South Africans in particular, that were living and working overseas are still working overseas technically, but they are returning to South Africa because the lifestyle is so cool. And when they're earning dollars and pounds and real currency, it makes it even more attractive.
Exactly.
So you know, is that an option for you to branch out internationally and gain that kind of clientele?
Yes, I've actually worked with a brand in America, and in the process of working with them, have made one of my closest friends. She's born and raised in LA, and she actually came and stayed with me 2 years ago and experienced South Africa for the first time in her life, and she was amazed. She said she couldn't believe the lifestyle we live here in comparison, in terms of cost and in comparison to what how they have to live in LA. It's just like, she said she would move here in a heartbeat. So it's, that was really interesting.
I think that's such a cool affirmation. Mm. You know? I think this is the fine. This North Coast node is one of the finest places in the world to live. Just the temp, the weather, the climates, the people.
Yes.
And I'm glad to, that there is a similar feeling in your heart, because the young people coming through, this is the future, and we're going to be building a strong future with good people together. Yes. What if you had to think about one single thing that you could change right now about South Africa? What would that be?
I feel like it's very easy for people to hop on the negative things with, like, the things that are wrong in this country. So I want to focus mainly on, like, maybe the things that will better the life of other people. So maybe our public transport, like the HOW train works amazingly. Having something like that in each province could be really incredible. Also, I think just like overall safety in general. But to be honest, there's not much I would change. I think every single place in the world has its issues. And if you want to focus on that, you know, each and every day, that's all you're going to see. So mainly focusing on the good stuff that we have, because we have it a lot better than a lot of people realize.
Indeed. Do you have a sort of personal mantra or a philosophy, a spiritual path that you follow?
Yes. So I identify as a Christian. I'm a Christian. But I would say my mantra is do all things with kindness. Because I do believe if you are a kind person, the way that you treat other people, you will be treated with the same respect and love. And I think, yeah, if you can do that, and the more people who do that, I think we'll fix a lot of problems in our everyday.
Kindness, that is the single biggest commodity, I think, that counts in the world.
Mm.
And it's lovely to realize that there are many people that follow a similar philosophy, because one by one, changing minds one at a time makes the world a better place.
Yes.
And I think you're making the world a better place.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And great success with your future endeavors.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
My very special guest, Gabby Stradom, on The Dave Charles Show.